This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Pakistan's Pervez Musharraf has cleared the final hurdle to remaining as president. That country's Supreme Court today dismissed a final challenge to his re-election for another five-year term. It's no surprise the Supreme Court is filled with judges hand-picked by Musharraf earlier this month. The ruling allows him to take an oath of office, resign as Pakistan's military chief, and hold parliamentary elections in early January. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Islamabad.
Today's ruling by Pakistan's Supreme Court settles the question of whether Musharraf's re-election was valid. But there are many moving parts to Pakistan's political machinery and still many, many uncertainties as to what will unfold here as the country heads towards elections. Consider what Pakistan has gone through this past month. Musharraf imposed a state of emergency, gagged the independent media, detained thousands of opponents, purged the Supreme Court of independent judges, suspended the Constitution, and amended the Constitution to work in his favor.
When the Constitution is suspended, obviously uncertainty has to reign supreme over the body politic of a country.
Anis Zafar is a PR consultant and political analyst in Islamabad. He says Musharraf is calling the shots and not afraid to use his power to his advantage in the elections.
Right now, the Constitution and all the laws are now subject to the whim of one person. He is making changes as he wishes.
For the past few weeks, Musharraf indicated he would take the oath of office as soon as the Supreme Court dismissed challenges against his re-election. It was supposed to be today, then tomorrow. Now his aides are saying maybe this weekend. Musharraf has promised when he takes the oath that he will resign from the powerful position of Army Chief of Staff. Pakistanis appear divided whether this will happen. Some say he has no choice because of international and domestic pressure and because that's what the army wants. Like others, Zafar is not wholly confident Musharraf will resign because the stakes for him are very high.
The kind of power he has enjoyed over the last 8 years, removing the uniform means foregoing some of that power. And as far as I know that person, and as far as people of Pakistan know that person, he loathes that idea of foregoing some power, sharing some power with others.
It's also uncertain whether opposition parties will boycott the elections. Earlier this week, the Pakistan People's Party, led by former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, had a marathon meeting that lasted well into the night to discuss this issue. In the end, the PPP decided to delay their decision. And many of Pakistan's other political parties say they won't decide until the PPP does. Khalid Mahmood with the Institute of Regional Studies says it's pretty clear what the opposition parties will do.
Although they will raise many objections and say they are not satisfied with the arrangements made for holding free and fair elections, what they have done before, the opposition parties will eventually participate.
At this point, it's not clear whether another former prime minister, Nawaz Sharif, will be in the country to participate. Sharif is in exile in Saudi Arabia. He was deported last month after trying to return to Pakistan after many years away. Musharraf overthrew Sharif in a bloodless coup in 1999. There was much speculation and debate when Musharraf went to Saudi Arabia earlier this week. One favorite theory is that Musharraf wants to form a political alliance with the former prime minister. Sharif says he will not talk to Musharraf. Nafim Zara, a political analyst and commentator, says that would be short-sighted of Sharif.
Well, look, Nawaz Sharif will be a fool if he decides to just not talk. I mean, you know, he needs to be back in the fray.
But others think that's exactly what Musharraf doesn't want and won't let Sharif back into Pakistan to participate in the elections, and that the visit to Riyadh was not to talk about an alliance with Sharif, but rather to ask the Saudis to keep him there. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.